Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, can you talk about the performance of both your offensive line and your defensive line winning the battle up front today?
Well, that's where it started at. We knew we had to be physical. That's a good football team over there. We got off running the ball pretty good. The defensive line showed up and got some hits on the quarterback, and that's how we're going to have to play and try to win the games.
Can you talk about the importance of Isaiah's first touchdown? The team seemed a little flat there and all of a sudden this far. How big of an impact did that have?
It's always good because we were down 7-0. When he breaks a long one like that, it inspires the offensive line. You know, we got the running game going a little bit, and those guys got rolling.
What was the biggest difference defensively, Todd, for you guys this week versus last week?
We made plays. You know, everybody was in their gaps for the most part. We got pressure on the quarterback with and without blitzing them. And the coverage, we tried to keep everything in front of us until the end.
It looked like Philip Lindsay was going to have a big day based on the first quarter, and then this showed down. Was there something that you worked on during the game that focused on him?
Well, the game's full of adjustments. I thought the guys did a good job of tweaking some things and then getting after it.
Was it not just getting those chunk plays that you were getting?
Well, they were big. They help a lot. It's hard to score going down the field with 3 to 5 yards of pop, throwing some stuff. We knew we needed some more chunk plays, and Sam and Robbie connected on a few, and Crow's big run, and Bilal had some runs in there that helped out a lot.
Coach, did you simplify anything for Sam coming into today's game?
No, we had the same game plan. We knew we had to run the ball more, and we had to run the ball better, and I think that helped out a lot.
How encouraging was it that Sam missed a few shots downfield last week, but to see him connect on those this week, I mean, just how encouraging was that to see that progress from him?
Well, the fact that he missed them and we're taking them, you know, that always helps. Robbie's a great deep ball guy, and Sam's developing a lot of trust in him in that way, and it's good to see it happen.
It's early, but just given that you lost 3 in a row, just how pivotal was it to start this 3-game home stand?
It was pivotal to win at home. We were 1-3. 1-4 would have been difficult for us. 2-3. We got the win today. We got another tough one coming up next week in Indy, and we'll try to defend home turf.
What has stood out to you about Isaiah since you've had him talk?
Just his toughness. You know, he's a tough guy. He's quicker than you think. He has very good feet. He doesn't say much, but his work ethic has been very good.
And we always make a big deal about Leonard and sack numbers. Today, you had 2.5. What was working for Leonard today?
Well, he's been getting pressure. You know, the ball's been coming out a little early at times. At times, he's been getting back there, and today it worked out for him. He just got to keep grinding.
Coach, you think today's win will give you guys some momentum moving forward?
Hopefully. You know, it's just one game, and we're going to go back to the drawing board this week, and we're going to let it go tomorrow and move on to Indy. But, you know, for today, it was very good.
Lester, have a concussion?
Yes.
Sam had talked about being close coming into this game. He felt like things would progress. How good was it for him, confidence-wise, to have that kind of game where he was connecting on some important throws?
Well, it was great today because we got the running game going. Then we were able to take some shots and suck them up a little bit, and Sam threw some great balls.
How did you feel calling the defense today, Todd? First time in a while for you.
It was hard. It was hard, but, you know, we do what we got to do to win. The coaches did a great job helping me out all day long, so it was good.
Is it challenging to do that and also be the head coach and do?
Once you get used to it, it's not. But for the first time around in such a short week with everything happening, it was tough. But like I said, Coach Wilson, Caldwell, Nunn, Green, they all Glover. They all helped me out a great deal.
Do you have anyone, Todd, upstairs that wouldn't normally be upstairs?
No, same people.
Players are obviously very fond of Casey. Do you think there might have been kind of a rally around him spirit today on the defense?
I'm sure that was part of it. Obviously, when you have that guy missing, it's a big hole on the defensive side of the football because he's in the room every day and dealing with those guys. So I'm sure they played a lot for them, and they played some for him as well.
Coach, you said it was a good sign that Darnold was taking throwing those deep passes last week. What do you think clicked this week?
Just the timing was better. They gave us coverages where we had an opportunity to throw them. Sometimes they have 2 people over the top and we can't get them. It's not like we don't try them, but the timing was better from last week, and we just got to keep working at it.
Have you heard from KC a text message or anything?
I just came in. I talked to him before the game, and you know, I'll talk to him when I get in.
Do you think you were more aggressive last one here? Do you think you were more aggressive calling blitzes early this week than weeks past?
No, I don't think so. I thought we called more in the weeks past.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.